You're listening to Thunder Quack Podcast Network.
To Quiver the Green Arrow podcast. This is our first episode of Smallville Meets Arrow for the season 6 episode Wither, which is what, the third episode of season 6?
Just so everybody knows, the alternative title of this is The Summer of Smallville.
I just
want to be clear.
Amanda thinks I can't cut that out if I want to. I am one of your hosts, Michael Cohen.
And I'm your other host, Amanda Konkin.
So that'll like lift right out.
It will lift right out. Yeah. I was concerned because then you moved on and I was like, oh no, that cuts out really well. Now you have to leave it in though.
It's almost like I've been doing this for 9 years. Yeah. We're here. It's the summer.
And we're recording Smallville. Some might call it super, the Summer of Smallville.
No, we're not calling it the Summer of Smallville. The only thing that's appropriate to be called the summer of is the summer of 69.
Ooh, it's a good
or
song.
The
good fun song.
Summer of George. Those are the only two.
I don't get the second.
That's a small. That's a Seinfeld reference.
Okay, cool.
It's the summer of George.
Yeah. That's
fair. Those are the only two things that can be the summer of. You can't be the summer of anything.
I'm being put on the spot right here, but I bet you I could find some like good summer ofs.
No, I'm not saying that other people haven't done it. I'm just saying that those two things that I put are the only two acceptable options. Yeah.
Okay.
For anything else, it's hack or lame.
Sure.
What are we? Summer of Smallville, hack and lame.
Quiver presents Smallville. Is that what it is?
No, it's Smallville Meets Arrow.
Oh, Smallville Meets Arrow. Super memorable, Mike. Anyways, I know it is. It's good.
Just because you forgot it doesn't mean that most people will forget it.
That's fair. So if you haven't figured it out yet, or you have never listened to Quiver, welcome to Quiver.
What a terrible episode to jump in on as your first episode.
Unless you like Smallville and the version of Green Arrow on Smallville, yeah. And you found this podcast because we're going to talk about Green Arrow on Smallville. And then you'll join us for Quiver, where we talk about Arrow on Arrow. The Green Arrow.
Arrow meets Arrow.
Arrow meets Arrow, usually.
Yeah.
But it's good. It's going to be fun and exciting because we haven't watched Smallville in like a decade.
See, but like this is the thing about the title, my title, Smallville Meets Arrow. Okay. It works on two levels.
Okay.
Just like a good Arrow episode title. Okay. It works on.
You're doubling down hard on this title you thought of 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, no, but I thought of it and I thought of it with a reason.
Good.
Okay.
Excellent.
It's the show Smallville. Mm-hmm. Meets Arrow, because we usually talk about Arrow.
Yes.
Right? And we're going to talk about Green Arrow, and we're going to compare him to Stephen Amell's Green Arrow and Oliver Queen. And
yeah.
I'm sure all that stuff's going to go on here. So this Smallville meets Arrow. But we're starting in the season that Oliver Queen shows up.
So it is Smallville.
When Smallville, Clark Kent, meets Oliver Queen, the Green Arrow. So Smallville meets Arrow.
It is. It's good. It's a good title, Mike.
I know it's a good title. I came up with it.
I'm excited to podcast about Green Arrow. We are choosing, so we did technically choose the second episode that Oliver Queen shows up in, but very good reason, it's better than the first episode that Oliver Queen shows up in Smallville.
Yeah, and I think he's only very briefly in the first one.
And to be fair, he's probably only briefly in this one.
I think, but there's a subplot because this is... so this is the episode that most people think is the first episode with the Green Arrow, which is the one with the masquerade ball where he dresses up as Robin Hood.
Yeah.
Which
is awesome.
Yeah, which is so good.
And then...
And he's on a date with Lois. So there's like a whole... There's a whole thing in there.
It's good.
With it.
It's also the episode I realized that my like nuanced interpretation of the Robin Hood story as a modern day hero wouldn't quite work because it'd been done already as the Green Arrow. I literally was like going through stories that hadn't like I was like, ooh, this is like a property that's in the like
public domain.
And then I was like, well, yeah.
And you guys landed on Shakespeare.
We did instead. Yes, we did Shakespeare instead.
And instead of doing a Shakespeare play, you kind of did all of the Shakespeare plays,
but none of them at the same time.
But about Shakespeare,
yeah.
But modern day, reinterpreted on a college campus. Mm-hmm. So basically, you did George Lucas in Love as Shakespeare, except that George Lucas in Love was already a spoof of Shakespeare in Love.
Interesting.
So you came full circle.
Whoa, cool. I've never heard of George Lucas in Love. No. So
it's like pretty niche. It's like a fan film.
Yeah, makes sense.
But it's based off of Shakespeare in Love. How Shakespeare in Love, everything's based off of his.
The actual things. It's
his real life.
It's funny.
They did the same thing, but Star Wars is based off.
So I do have to say that my favorite, it wouldn't be Quiver if there wasn't a tangent at the very beginning that had nothing to do with the thing we were podcasting
nothing
about.
Nothing to do.
My favorite Star Wars like parody thing has got to be when The Force Awakens came out and there was that like girl meets boy like thing where it was like the girl was the Star Wars films and the guy was like the fanboy that had been like dumped by the Star Wars
prequels.
I'm sure I made you watch it.
I'm sure I've seen it.
It was really funny.
Watch a lot of videos on the internet.
That's true.
A lot of videos on the internet. A lot of Star Wars videos on the internet. You're competing with a lot of things.
Okay, fair. It was good.
Are you ready to start the episode?
I guess. Are you ready?
I am ready. I'm gonna hit this start over button, which I assume means it's gonna start it from the beginning of the episode immediately.
Unless it starts our night over, which could be a gong show because we've been sitting here ready to record
to get here
for like a good 3 hours.
It is now 10:30 at night. I could have been watching Power Rangers all night.
You could have.
But instead, we talked about Spider-Man. Yeah, that was good.
That's good. We did one podcast in the night already, but
yeah. So this is podcast number two,
but I got here at 7:45-ish.
Yeah.
With the we were gonna record starting at 8:00.
Yeah.
And have a whole bunch of we could have done two full episodes of this.
In
now.
The time that it's gonna take us to finish this one, we could have done three.
I know.
Because they're like it's 42 minutes, so.
Yes. But it's okay. So. But now we have access to Smallville,
which
would have been a good thing to have when we decided to start doing these podcasts.
Okay, so just to pull back the curtain a little bit, I thought I had season 6 on DVD. I don't. I have up till season 5 on DVD because season 5 is when Smallville goes off the rails.
But see, I love
and I just decided I'm not paying money for these.
I love 6 through
DVDs.
10, man. Like 7 and 8 have got to be like some of my favorite episodes.
Yeah, so Amanda does have it and could have brought it, but didn't because I didn't ask her to because I thought that I had it all.
Yeah, and I assumed Mike did too, and I felt like he would have been snarky and rude to me had I called and asked him if he had them because he would have been like, obviously I have them. So, and I didn't bring it as a backup just in case because usually I don't do that.
So, as a solution... I went on the PlayStation Store to see if I could buy one episode so that we could just watch it. And it is $3.50 for an individual episode, which I thought, that's ridiculous. So we tried some nefarious ways to get our hands
on it. I do want to also just say $3.50 is pretty standard for an episode on any online store.
I just don't want to give somebody $3.50 for an episode, for one episode of Smallville from like 10 years ago.
That's true. And also when you could technically get it for free from me.
Yeah,
so it's just
11
it's
years ago. 2006.
Yeah.
2006 is when this episode's from. So, 11 years ago.
Wow.
That is ridiculous.
That is. We are old.
Almost as long as I have been with Crystal, with my wife.
Whoa, was this the season, though, then that we started watching Smallville together?
It would have been.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Because I remember when you guys
2007.
Were like
so we just did...
This is
good because we just did our Thunder... Oh, I did. We didn't just do it. We did it like a month and a half ago.
But you just posted it.
But I just posted it.
Yeah.
Our interview, my interview with you.
Yeah.
Where we talked about how you became a geek.
Yes.
Your geek history.
My geek history.
Which
was illuminating.
It was. It was.
For myself.
I think you remembered things you had forgotten.
Yeah,
for sure.
It was cool.
As we were going through it. But one of the things is that we talked about one of the points where our friendship became...
A friendship.
Really, really strong, right?
Yeah.
And that was watching Smallville.
Yeah. And, now
and it absolutely would have been the back half of this season.
It would have. That's crazy. Yeah, it would have been January,
Yeah.
Wow, very cool.
Yeah. So.
Anyway, so welcome to Quiver, the renaissance of Mike and Amanda.
It's a frenaissance. Which is a Friends reference.
So good.
Itself. So, okay, cool. I'm going to start the episode. Let's start it right now.
Yes, because Lord knows while it's playing, we can actually still talk
season
about
season 6, episode 3.
Weather. Random things.
It's starting.
Oh, anyways, it's starting. It's slowly starting and it's going
it's
to.
It's
going to
tell us that there's mature content, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
It's the moral not, but of it's the story not. Is it's we are small, actually though. Playing it on Crave TV.
Yeah, started yeah. now. So if you're watching with us, you're synced up.
Which Americans cannot get, and which I just realized yeah. is where all the good content goes when it leaves Netflix in Canada.
Yes.
So it goes to Crave. So if
you know what's going to be really interesting?
What?
To see if there's commercial breaks or not.
Oh,
I have no idea if there will be. And the other part of that is that we won't be able to skip them.
Because we've never used Crave TV before. We're trying it for the first time. Yeah. This so this will
time.
Also be a minor,
I literally so yeah. so after we couldn't get it through nefarious means because nobody is nobody is seeding episodes of season 6 of Smallville on the internet anymore.
Yeah.
And I don't like streaming things because it's yeah. poor quality. And it wouldn't have mattered anyways because we wouldn't have had subtitles. Yeah. We went back to PlayStation Network. I bought it. I paid them the $350. And as a matter of fact, I gave them $5 because that's the minimum amount that you can give the PlayStation Network even though they have items under $5, yeah. which is stupid. I gave them $5, purchased the episode, we started it, no subtitles.
So then it took us another hour and a half to get back around to...
Yeah.
I will just say, if you're curious as to whether or not you're watching the right episode, it starts with Jimmy and Chloe in a car,
yeah.
which I forgot about
them. They're
like
make-out points or something?
But it's like,
I don't
this
even
is
know.
This is the first season with Jimmy. And this is like, I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
That
so I guess like, he would have been introduced a couple episodes before.
He would have been just introduced. Yeah, like two.
But the key there is that they didn't just
like
meet.
Up.
They
yeah,
they
before.
Had a summer internship at the Daily
yeah,
Planet.
Yeah. So it's just very interesting.
Look at little baby Sean Ashmore.
Yeah.
And he's wait, is he Sean Ashmore or Aaron
this
Ashmore?
This one is Aaron Ashmore. Because Sean
Ashmore.
Ashmore
he's
I know
Iceman.
That people. And a little bit more better looking than Aaron Ashmore.
Slightly,
slightly
even though they're
like,
twins.
Even though they're
aren't
twins.
They? Yeah, he's
I
just
still
a
have a
bit...
preference for Sean Ashmore.
It's so funny because it's like Jeff Bridges and Beau Bridges, although they're not twins, but Jeff Bridges is movie version Bridges.
Yeah.
And Beau Bridges is TV version
yeah,
Bridges.
Yeah.
Like...
And that's the same thing because Aaron Ashmore very good on TV, but he's TV version Ashmore.
Yeah, yeah he is totally the TV yeah. Ashmore. But little baby Allison Mack and I. You know what, it's taking us back to 2006, but it is absolutely taking me back to the hardcore crush that I had Allison Mack.
We didn't finish the
so
story.
Yeah.
We then wound up not having the subtitles and then figuring out of
yeah.
Crave TV, which ironically, Mike had been offered for free yesterday and turned
yeah.
down from the television company because he thought it was a scam.
So thankfully it's 2017 and I have the ability to go online.
Mm-hmm.
To
change
cancel one of my TV packages, one of
yeah.
my, because they do them in Canada here, we do them in like TV theme packs.
Because
I don't know how it is in the States.
Exorbitant.
But I can go online and I can cancel one of my theme packs and replace it with something else. So I did. I replaced it with Crave TV. So now I have access to the entirety of Smallville from
yeah.
start to finish.
Which is good. So. And I'm curious to see if you like other stuff on Crave TV. And this
yeah.
was just announced. Ooh, dead girl in a tree. So we're getting the plot. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, man.
But
she's like super dead. And
one of,
also in her
oh,
underwear.
Oh, this was the good opening to Smallville, too. I really
yeah,
like
this was
they, like, changed.
The best season.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah,
because
this was the first one with like the turnarounds,
yeah. Yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was so cool.
I think it was the first one
yeah.
with the turnarounds.
But anyways,
oh,
one
Kristen
of the...
Crook's still around.
One of the reasons... Yeah, that's the worst. But Michael Rosenbaum... bounces it out because I like him around. And
this
Erica
is the
Durance
season when she leaves, though, right?
It is, yeah. Which is good. But just so people are aware, the reason I found out about Crave TV is because I actually now technically, they have like invested in the company that I work at. It was like
okay.
a big deal that just got announced where Crave TV has taken shares in my company. Or not Crave, Bell Media.
Even though,
is part of Crave
even
TV.
Though we have the TV muted, I can hear the music.
Right? Because
it's
just so like...
Because... This is the best.
It's just iconic
television show opening of all time.
It's super fun.
And end of.
I love it.
Argument
it's,
like nobody
it's so
can
great.
Convince me otherwise.
So great.
Dark Thursday
and of
benefit.
Course we start with a beautiful
Dark
like,
Thursday. Oh my god! I'm like, there's so much nostalgia right now
this,
that I
yeah.
can't even handle it.
Oh, and this was back when he always had to wear blue or red.
Yeah.
Like constantly, it's like
yeah.
I'm not Superman.
Well,
because
season 7 is where he
color.
Wears the red, the black shirt.
Yeah,
right?
yeah, yeah, yeah. Where he gets real dark. And Martha's still around. Man, I love
yeah.
this.
But Jonathan's dead. He died last season.
Oh, right. And anyways, and Justin Hartley is Oliver Queen. We never actually did talk about the fact that it's Justin Hartley.
Yeah.
Which people, if you haven't watched Smallville, welcome to your introduction to Smallville.
Yeah, so if you're a fan of This Is Us, then go back. Because he's like blowing up right now because of This Is Us.
Oh, really?
But I've been a Justin Hartley fan since 2006.
He's so great.
Because he's so good.
He's really good in this as Look, this All Every Queen.
The Green Arrow, I mean, like, I like the Green Arrow. Mm-hmm. But I didn't used to like the Green Arrow. I like the Green Arrow because of three things. Because of Justin Hartley as the Green Arrow on Smallville. Because of Kevin Smith's Green Arrow book, Quiver, which we named the show after. Mm-hmm. And because of Stephen Amell as Green Arrow on Arrow.
Yeah.
Those are the three reasons why I like the Green Arrow.
Yeah.
In any other context, he's okay. He was all right on Justice League Unlimited. Yeah. James Arnold Taylor plays him in Batman Brave and the Bold, which is a nice connection to Obi-Wan Kenobi, because James Arnold Taylor voices Obi-Wan in Clone Wars. But, this is one of the three pillars of Green Arrow for me. Yeah. So
Nice.
Yeah.
What's good? I miss Michael Rosenbaum. And I have to say, what was that show where
he's going to be in the next Guardians of the Galaxy? Well, he was in the last Guardians of the Galaxy movie. So
as who?
I think the character's name is Martin X. The Ice Dude. That was with Sylvester Stallone's character.
Oh.
Yeah, the dude that was always, like, standing next to him with, like, the
and
ice
I
face
think I, yeah, is and I Michael think I, Rosenbaum. Anyways, he's done some good stuff, and Lex is so out of character for him, which is really interesting.
Isn't
when
it?
You look at him. If you ever look at anything with him behind the scenes, I do just want to point out how atrocious it is, like, their relationship. I just love to hate it.
Yeah.
It's so also just, like, things that she... Anyways, whatever. It's so cringeworthy, everything about them. But... he's great, and he's really funny, and there was a random short-lived series of some kind where there was, like, secret agents or something, and it had Christian Slater as, like, the head of the agency.
Breaking In.
Yeah, and he was in
Such a good show.
And he had hair, and it was funny, and he was, like, a boyfriend or something.
Yeah, he's
and
a it was, stupid boyfriend.
Yeah, and it was so good, and I was like, man, where is this guy? Because he...
I don't know if you'll find a bigger Breaking In fan than me, because I'm pretty big. Yeah, because there's the... Oh, crap, what's the guy's name? He was on Reaper. He was the main character in Reaper, which Crystal and I were huge fans of Reaper.
Right on.
So that was his next show.
Was it actually Tyler Levine or the other
no,
star
No, the
Reaper?
Other one. The, yeah. the actual
who,
star.
Who was yeah. a... Yeah. No, like a guy that
the Devil's Son, that kid. Cool. So he went on to that, and then it also had Michael Rosenbaum in it, and it had Odette Annabelle...
You're naming people I don't know. So.
She was the girlfriend in Cloverfield that he was going to find. Have you ever seen Cloverfield?
Well, I have, but I didn't remember much.
The whole plot of the movie is that he's trying. Gotcha. He has to rescue his girlfriend. She's the girlfriend, and so I liked her in Cloverfield.
Cool.
And then,
I do just want to say that the most annoying part of Smallville is the thing that's story-based. You can go back to Breaking In a second.
No, it's fine.
But they set up that relationship so perfectly for... Oh, man, is Lois still, like, staying here? Because that's great.
Living together. Above the tower.
That's good. Anyways, is...
Oh, I love that mid-2000s style.
Right?
It's like... I can tell I'm getting specific. Old.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't know that anybody would necessarily dress this way.
Yeah.
Right now, the hairstyle and stuff, it's not that far off from where we're at right now,
but it's
certainly not like
it's very specific,
but it's like, it hits the spot for me, spot
of like
it's
that
exactly
particular kind of fashion,
anyway.
So, Chloe, this is when Chloe does know who he is, right?
Yeah, she found out in season 5,
and so she's investigating paranormal-y things, and they found somebody dead in a tree, and now they're worried about, anyways. What the heck was I saying? Oh, I loved the way they build up Lex's character because it is this perfect thing where you're like, had he told Lex, Lex would not have become a bad guy.
Yeah.
And it is just like a really beautiful way that you're like, that was crafted really well. Oh, I love it when Lois walks in. Oh, no, damn it. That's not Lois. I thought that was
I love Lois. That Jimmy calls him CK.
Yeah.
And you can just tell that he hates it, but he's Clark Kent, so he'll never say anything.
Yeah. It's great.
Oh, he's just the perfect Superman.
Anyways, you were saying something about Breaking In, and I...
Not really. I was just naming all of the people who were in it.
Oh, wait,
Lois Lane.
Ah, man. Ooh, Reyes. Lois meets the Green Arrow. It's Justin Hartley. And they both say hi awkwardly and stare at each other.
Yeah, they're both just like, wow, you're really hot.
Yeah. And of course, she says something snarky to him because that's what Lois does. And he finds it endearing because that's what Lois does. Anyways, it's good. I love her. She's
going to tip him. Oh, I love it. It's so good.
Yeah. Yeah, and then she says, she like insults him while complimenting him at the same time. Like,
because
being
she's
like,
Lois. Because she's the perfect Lois.
Where she's like tipping him and saying, like, you have a better face than somebody that's delivering. And she's like, aim higher. And anyways, it's beautiful. I do love this because then he's like, aw, you're so cute. Man, she, oh, and then of course Martha comes to like inform her.
Where's the man that came with it? I love it. Yeah. I gave him his tip and sent him on his merry little way. Such a classic Lois Lane thing
it's
to
just so
to...
great.
I love it.
Yeah. Anyways, I just, oh man, Lois made this show like, I just don't understand why Lana's still around in this season when Lois is so great.
Right.
Like, it's just a thing where it's like, because then they had to do all these B plots with her that you're like,
the,
keep her around.
The thing of Smallville is that we suffered through 6 seasons of Lana because we were going to get from season 4 onwards with Lois Lane.
Right, yeah.
So, like...
Yeah, we knew.
It's unfortunate that we had to deal with that, but, you know, everybody else on the show is pretty good.
That's true. And by the time you get to season 9 and 10, it is just Lois and Clark, except modern.
Oh,
and cool,
for sure.
Which is awesome, so.
Yeah, he just never puts on that outfit.
Yeah.
Guess I'll meet you there, because he speeds away.
Just like classic. Oh, and so, because I've watched it, I can tell you this spoiler for the episode.
Yeah,
this
Hot Park Ranger is the bad guy.
Hot Chick did it.
Yeah.
Oh, we actually didn't explain, so if you are first coming into the Smallville, as of right now, the basic plot for this season is that Clark was in the Phantom Zone.
Yeah.
And then escaped the Phantom Zone, but a bunch of Phantoms came with him.
Yeah.
And so they are now living.
When you go into the Phantom Zone, you're a person.
Yeah.
But if you go into the Phantom Zone and you're a bad guy and you're evil for long enough... Mm-hmm. You become a wraith. Mm-hmm. You basically like lose your corporeal body and become like a ghost, a phantom. And so all of the worst in the Phantom Zone, because there are people in the Phantom Zone who
are
actually bad guys.
Yeah.
But the people who are evil, like they basically become corrupted and become these wraiths.
Yeah.
And then once they're released from the Phantom Zone and they're back on the corporeal plane, because the Phantom Zone's kind of a weird...
Him trying to
non-place.
Flirt with people is the worst, I just want to say.
They're ghosts and they can possess people.
Yeah. And so that's basically all of the villains in this season, which I do kind of like it. This is the most, like, villain by numbers, like, paint by numbers. Like,
well, other than the first few seasons.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But the thing that's interesting about it is that it's... This is the first season where Clark is dealing with something other than kryptonite.
Like, yeah. It's like these are an actual villain from his
Meteor
actual
freaks.
Like
yeah.
So it's like the stakes are bigger than they were. Oh, and see
he
he's
can't
like,
get
and
the
he can't
thing
get
because
it
it's kryptonite.
Because it's kryptonite. Well, it's not kryptonite. It's like it's from Krypton though. Isn't that the thing? It's like alien and he's affected by alien stuff.
I think so. Yeah.
So it's not that it's
but
kryptonite.
But like that's the okay. So I don't think there's going to be any commercials.
Because I think that's what you get.
I think the thing is that he, they think that it's meteor freaks because they don't know anything about the phantoms yet.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's interesting, and Chloe's gonna look at a chart and pretend to know what's going up on with him in this grid.
Because Chloe is the Deus Ex Machina of this series, and she, when she needs to be a medical expert, she's a medical expert, and when she needs to be a computer expert, she's a computer expert, and she basically can do everything.
That's good. And Jimmy's here taking pictures. I do have to say, the one biggest cop-out for this show that really bothered me is that at the end, he wasn't actually Jimmy. He was, like, somebody else. And then they, like, were playing. And it's like, well, if you're going to bring in Jimmy Olsen, make him Jimmy Olsen. But whatever. It's fine. I understand that things had to change as it goes. But, anyways, there's some things going on here. It's not that interesting. Let's get back to the B plot with Lois. They're always better.
Yeah.
That's why I really like the latter seasons because her plots become the main plots.
Yeah.
And that's like, it's just like more interesting and fun. And I know that people like her, but Chloe bothers me so much.
Oh, you don't like Chloe?
I really don't. And it's because like, I don't know. I just, like, don't get her stakes as a character. Like, I really disliked her in season 8. And when she becomes Brainiac, like, I didn't really like that. I don't know. There's just some stuff, like, about her that are, like, I don't know.
Well, you know, I in The Dark Knight, Harvey Dent says you either die a hero or live long enough to become the villain.
Yeah, that's...
Mm-hmm. That's totally true on Smallville. Yeah. At some point or another, if you're around throughout the entire series, you become a bad guy. Yeah. Well, or you get killed off 3 seasons in or something.
Yeah. And so it's interesting they're, like, figuring it all out. I guess the thing that I didn't like about Chloe is that she was always sort of, like, someone in relationship to one of the other men on the show, where, like, she never, like... She always was, like, either pining after Clark or pining after Jimmy or... Yeah. Pining after Krypton dude. What's his name? Death.
Doomsday?
Doomsday, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sam Witwer.
Anyways.
I can't remember his...
What's... Oh, there's something what that it? Chloe's assuming, or Chloe's accusing him of here, and I can't remember. I can't pay attention to what it is. Love how they CG'd that greenhouse into the castle that they've already used.
I love
it
because this episode happens to be about a plant-based bad guy. So suddenly there's a greenhouse on the Luther Mansion land.
That has never been there ever before.
Yeah. And here comes Clark.
Super fascinating.
Trying to figure out how plants work.
But I don't understand.
How do plants work, though?
Oh, if the horns fit, I don't know, he's something where he's... Was she accusing Lex of something? And then Clark always wants to see the best in Lex. Anyways, and here's Lex because he knows that some...
why on this one instance, the only time that Clark ever goes into the greenhouse on the Luther estate
is Lex
standing in the back of the greenhouse waiting for him? It's a good thing he didn't super speed in either. Normally he super speeds everywhere, and this is the one instance where he didn't.
It's almost as if he knew that he would have to have a scene in this greenhouse with somebody.
I love this. I love the accusation, and like this is the point where like their friendship is done.
Where it's just like broken, and he's the bad guy. That is the one thing I do like about season 6 is that, and it's interesting to see this side of Lex because he is a bad guy and he doesn't see it.
Oh yeah,
which is interesting because you can see where he got pushed to the brinks of these things.
Yeah.
In a thing where like he straight up
this is the season where we discover 33.1.
Yeah.
Which is like where he's doing all his weird genetic experiments.
Yeah.
And he has a weird clone Lex Lana baby.
Oh yeah.
Because she gets What happens? She gets pregnant.
No, he pretends that she's pregnant.
She makes her think
she's pregnant, and it's one of the reasons that she marries him. And that being a big thing when she finds out.
Yeah.
It's the reason... It's a thing that, like, the girl can't just leave the guy in the TV show from the 2000s. Yeah. She had to have a reason to, and the reason was that he pretended that she was pregnant, basically, so... Anyways, evacuating dorms, what happened last semester?
Dark Thursday.
What was Dark Thursday? It was when he became Zod or something? Or?
Yeah, it was when Lex became Zod.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Oh, and hence why he's having his own benefit, because he feels bad about it.
Yeah.
I forgot. Oh, and so to trap Zod, Clark got stuck in the Phantom Zone. Is that what happened last season?
Yeah, the Phantom Zone got opened up in order to send Zod and then he got sucked in.
Yeah. Oh, and then was Kara there, or she wasn't yet?
Kara arrives in season 8.
Right, yeah.
Season 8.
Or season 7, which I always think season 8. It's the blue box.
Because the end of this season is the one that ends, with the Phantom, and then...
They maybe end up in
the Phantom at the end? No, they end up in, like, at the dam. And then...
Oh, it's Bizarro.
And then that's when Bizarro gets unleashed.
Oh, yeah. That is the best one. Bizarro is... That episode as a standalone episode, if I have to recommend
that,
season
finale, season premiere are two of the best episodes. Yeah. Because season premiere is the one where Clark... And we talk about it all the time as like one of the best... Like, best examples of season finale premiere goodness. Of like the cliffhanger stuff. Because that's the one where Clark... runs up to the man and the father and son who are fishing. The father gets knocked out and he runs up and he can't save them both in time.
Yeah.
So he turns towards the rushing water because the dam is broken, and he uses his full-on heat vision and disintegrates. Like, he evaporates all of the water.
Yeah.
And it's just such an awesome Superman moment, and it's one of those points where it's like, Smallville is worth it. Everything that's bad about the show is worth it for those handful of moments. Yeah.
And the thing I liked about that one the most is that it was the episode where, like, Lana falls in love with Bizarro. Yeah. And that's the biggest thing for me, is, like, that it shows you a lot about Clark's personality. And it's the final, I think, seal in their relationship where it's like, this isn't actually meant to be a thing.
Yeah.
Which I like. Oh, you know what I do like about Jimmy? And I forgot about this. He's like the damsel in distress for most of this season.
He is.
Like,
I love that he was moments ago berating Chloe for going out into the woods.
Yeah, and then he
with a dangerous plant monster out there killing people.
Yeah.
And then he proceeds to go out into the woods by himself and get captured by Plant Lady.
Yeah.
So it's like, pot kettle black, buddy. And the thing is that Chloe wasn't alone. She was with Clark.
Yeah. But
Jimmy doesn't know that. Right, he doesn't understand that Clark is Superman.
I actually have just realized how many terrible lines they give him. Like, he had to say something earlier that was, like, on its own, and then he just said, drop a log. Like, it's weird.
I'm going to go ahead and express the opinion that this version of Jimmy is the worst.
Oh, yes.
And him on the show, like, there's a reason why they killed him.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't work.
He's just the worst.
He doesn't work, and it's really, really frustrating. I actually have to say, I do really like the version of Jimmy Olsen in that terrible, like, Superman Returns. I like that Jimmy.
Yeah, he's a good Jimmy.
Like, I think he's a good Jimmy.
Yeah. But yeah, they had to kill off.
Oh, look at these visual effects.
So bad. He does almost die because that CG is so bad.
Ooh, it's toxic. Remember this, like, Queen Tower that is that one clock tower downtown?
Yeah.
They built. Oh. And here's Oliver Queen doing a handstand in the middle of his cool clock tower with all the books. And, man, he's sexy.
It's so good.
And, of course, Lois is just barging in to apologize. Yeah. Man, this was a great episode of Lois and Oliver Queen.
Here we go.
Ugh.
Now we get to the reason why we're watching this.
It's for the half-naked Oliver Queen.
Yeah, for Justin Hartley.
I do have to say, I love that a consistent, like, character trait of Oliver Queen is that he
likes to have his shirt off.
Pretty naked most of the time.
Anyways. Yeah.
So, super funny.
And just totally doesn't care.
Yeah.
I love Lois so much.
Yeah.
She's so good.
She's so good. Even despite those bangs and that, like, blonde hair dye, but whatever.
It's fine.
It's fine.
Oh, he's allergic to peanuts? Is that what you just said?
Yeah. I didn't know that being a thing. But anyway, so Lois is here to try to, like... And the good thing that I do like about...
It's a green apple, you guys.
Oh.
Get it? Green apple?
I do like about the two of them is that, like, Lois is genuinely just, like, worried about her job. And it's like, he's just loving it. He's like, oh, this hot chick came and is, like, trying to apologize to me. And I'm going to be an a-hole about it. Because...
So... This is a thing. This is a trope in media that always drives me nuts. The sexy rugged guy eating an apple with a knife. This is not an easier way to eat an apple. It's also very wasteful. The only reason you would eat an apple like that is if you're a capital D douchebag. And it's Oliver Queen, so he is the one thing that you need to be if you're Oliver Queen is a capital D douchebag with a heart of gold, right?
Yeah,
like, that's
kind
of Oliver Queen to a T.
And so I do love that he asks her out on the pretense of being like, you need to convince me that your boss is great.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, fine, I'll do it because...
So you don't have a costume.
I wonder if you're going to be wearing matching costumes.
I love that he already has it because he's so like five steps ahead of
him. Because he knows. And then she knows. She knows what's going on. Shut up. By the way, I do like eating apples with knives. I will just say.
Like, I'm not denying that it's a cooler way to eat apples. I'm just saying that that nobody actually eats apples that way.
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, Amanda, do me a favor.
Yes.
Do not eat an apple that way because I don't want to see pictures of on your Instagram of you with your finger sliced open.
Yeah, you know what? I am a big girl and I have eaten apples many a time with a knife.
Okay.
So Thank you for that.
But he was not being very responsible. He had his finger on the knife, and he was cutting towards himself.
Which is how you do eat an apple, I will say. I don't know. The way he was eating it is the way you eat it with a knife. Sometimes it gets in your teeth. So I have this like brace bar at the bottom of my teeth. I used to not be able to bite apples because I had braces. And so you learn how to eat stuff that you should bite into.
You have a bridge in your mouth?
I do. Still? Yeah, I have a piece of metal in my mouth that will ever, forever be there.
It'll always be there? Yeah. You never get to take it out?
I mean, I probably could if I wanted to, but I have no reason to take it out. Like, whatever. It doesn't bother me. But it's a good thing that
except that you just explained that it bothers you.
Well, sometimes it doesn't work for... Oh! Ew! The plant sprouted inside this guy that was in the hospital. Yeah. And it's pretty gross.
It's a good thing Clark earlier learned how plants work.
Yes.
By finding out what a seed pod is.
Yeah. That it was like a female-based plant.
You know why he had to learn that in this episode?
Yeah.
Because he learned absolutely nothing throughout high school because he was too busy fighting meteor freaks. I don't know how he graduated from high school. I also don't know how he wasn't kicked out of university.
I know, yeah.
Because he's so, technically in university right now.
That is
now.
True. He's just...
They're all technically still in university. Yeah. In Metropolis. 4 hours away from where they are at the moment.
Big...
In Smallville.
Big deal. Clark just found out that it is the park ranger that is the bag person because... Oh, and then Chloe just found out that it is electricity that kills the plant. So they're all sussing it out together.
Team.
Yay.
Here's an idea, Chloe. Just a quick idea. When a plant sticks a plant finger into the electrical socket and then sparks come out and the plant dies, don't touch the thing that's still in the electrical socket because there's a good chance you'll get electrocuted.
Well, you know, it didn't actually kill her, so...
It didn't, but it should have.
Okay.
It should have not killed, necessarily, but electrocuted.
And so, Clark... confronting the alien and realizing that she's not from here, and he's trying to figure out where, and anyways.
So she's not a phantom. She is an alien criminal who was in the phantom zone.
Yes.
Who got out. So not necessarily everybody was a Kryptonian phantom.
Right. Which is interesting. And she was, I guess she was in the phantom, why did they brand her a criminal? Criminal? I don't know. They explained it, but we were not.
Because this is her whole deal. In order to make more of her plant self,
she has to infect people. Other people, right? Yeah, fair.
So Clark's putting it together. You're in the Phantom Zone.
Yeah, and she put it together where she'd seen him before. That he's the Kryptonian that opened the gateway. I do like when he's referred to as a Kryptonian. Wait, the savages were attacking... Oh, Rhea! I knew there was some girl that let him out of the Phantom Zone. Yeah. I couldn't remember which girl. Who was Rhea again?
Which it totally seemed like that was going to be, like, a thing. Like, yeah, like that they would like get Rhea out eventually. Yeah. But, it was never... Like, sort of like she's mentioned several times this season, and then Bizarro shows up, and so we forget about Rhea.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so there's a party happening nearby. I wonder if... It's the same party that everybody is at. And Clark is now being tied up by... I do like that sometimes he's just put in positions where his face just doesn't look good. Because it's like...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tom Welling has one of those faces that, like, he's real cute until he's not.
Yeah.
And then you're like, what?
Yes.
And this is, like, they haven't quite mastered the hair yet.
Yeah.
Like, it's like season 8.
Where the hair goes back because he doesn't need to look like a little kid anymore. He should be dead, but he's Superman.
He's Superman. It's not a big deal.
Look at that light that they got in the background. Yeah. Real hot there. Oh, costume party in the Luther Mansion.
And
super fun.
This is the musical appearance by
All American Rejects.
All American Rejects. Yeah, it was in the description of the video.
It is a selling point that the All American Rejects are playing this party.
I'm so glad that we're past this stage of the CW.
I don't think we are. I think they always do like musical guest appearances.
I don't think we've had a musical guest appearance in a single episode of Arrow.
Okay, fine. Well, to be fair, Arrow's not a musical guest appearance kind of show.
Yeah. Well, what on the CW right now is?
I'm sure the Vampire Diaries at some point in time had a musical guest appearance.
Vampire Diaries just ended.
Yeah, you know what? I knew you were going to come with your technicality there.
My technicalities, okay. You mean facts. you should run for president.
I do want to... Ooh, burn.
Don't try and argue with your facts and figures.
I gotta love Smallville, that there's always at least, like, one extra that somebody that, like... Anyways, I do like...
Sorry, did you know somebody that was just in one of those shots? Yeah, of course.
It's Smallville. They were all taken from...
Like, were you ever on Smallville?
I sure was.
Yes.
Did I ever tell you...
Like, yeah, that's right. You were in the Ace of Clubs.
Yeah, so if we keep going, we'll probably watch the episode that I was in.
Oh, we have to watch the episode that you were in.
Yeah, and it's fun because I have fun, like, behind-the-scenes things about it, which are not actually, like, actual anything that happened. Yeah. Like, I knew nothing about what was going on, but it's cool to, like, just be in an elevator with people.
That's right. He's Alexander the Great.
Oh.
Because Alexander the Great is who he is named after.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because Lionel named him Alexander after Alexander the Great because he wants him to conquer.
Oh, right. She looks great.
And then she's Cleopatra.
Thing. Yeah. I do like that he...
But it's...
He does, like, look good in this costume.
Isn't Cleopatra... Like, isn't that story, like part of the downfall of Alexander the Great?
Of course.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Yeah.
like
they were both these great rulers, and, like, their love affair was what ruined their empires.
Yeah. Super bad.
Yeah. I don't really know. Like, I just kind of...
Yeah.
From pop culture, know this stuff.
Oh,
I love it.
Here we go.
It's so good. He's dressed as Robin Hood, but he's also just dressed as the Green Arrow.
Yeah,
it's like the comic book Green Arrow.
This is the comic book Green Arrow, and it's the greatest.
And like, straight up, Robin Hood never really dressed like this.
Of course,
like, it's close to the Errol Flynn Robin Hood, but the Errol Flynn Robin Hood never wore a domino mask. Okay.
And you do get his backstory here. So his parents died. Like, he inherited the company from his parents.
Yeah.
And so, of course, Lois... Oh, he's wearing tights. It's kind of funny. Hey, I have that headband. It's from a costume store. I actually have that straight-up headband.
Yeah.
It's like a super crappy costume headband that she's wearing. I totally wore it for Halloween one year as Artemis.
I love how tall Justin Hartley is and how short everybody else is.
Yeah. It's great. And he's like, ooh, another threatening billionaire. Oh, wait, no, they went to school together. Oh, the previous episode was something about Lex and him.
The previous episode was where he came back specifically to try to, like, school? Yeah.
Yeah, specifically to try to do, like, bring him down.
That's right. She's the senator.
Right.
Yes, because Jonathan was running for senator, and then he died, but he won.
Yeah, and so she
And
took
so
over.
For some reason... Instead of the next person in line, whatever the succession would be in American government, in actual American government, they asked his wife to be senator.
Okay, but I know nothing about this, but there was definitely an episode of Scandal or something where that same thing happened. A male senator died and the female took over for him. So there might be a precedent of some kind in American politics for that to be a thing.
Or it could be a trope of television series American politics. The funny thing about it in Smallville specifically.
Yeah.
She brought her taser. She's going to save Clark with the taser.
She can do
it. Electricity crackles. I love closed captions. They just make it so much more fun.
Yeah.
I love that a little bit of electricity from the taser just does exactly what she needs it to do.
Of course it does.
The funny thing about it is that Jonathan Kent, totally unqualified to be senator.
Yeah.
Martha Kent.
Really qualified.
Totally qualified.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, what you discover in season 5 when that happens is that... Because this... No, is it this season where her and Lionel have the thing?
It's this season. Yeah, no, it's this season because there's a whole big thing where, like, they get trapped together or something. Like, Lionel becomes a part of this season, and it's part of the reason that she leaves. And it's part of the reason she leaves the series.
But Lionel becomes a good guy because at one point, is it Jor-El that's in him?
Someone, yeah, I think Jor-El.
Yeah.
Jor-El possesses
and
him.
So he, like, becomes...
A good guy, yeah.
Yeah. He's kind of has a little bit of Jor-El... after that.
Yeah, which is kind of nice. And I do like him. I love that character. Like
I love that character that so much. John Glover's so good.
He's good. So Clark is got saved by Chloe and is now there to fight the lady in in the plant greenhouse because it's cheaper than having all the extras around.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Well, they had to set up this greenhouse for the one shot or so the one scene earlier. Yeah. So let's use it again because
man, these CG vines are terrible.
Because we got to have heat vision in this episode.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Ooh, electricity crackles and it's killing her. Whoa.
Well, that was easy.
That was really fast. Wow, she just died? They don't disrupt the party at all. Interesting. Oh, look, I'm all moody and I have rain down on me. That is a good shot of him, though.
So I just like to point out that Superman just killed Plant Lady.
Yeah.
And nobody loses their minds when this happens back in 2006.
Yeah.
Fast forward to 2012? Is that when Man of Steel came out?
Maybe.
Yeah. 2013?
I don't know.
It's one of those.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's 2013.
Yeah, and he kills Zod.
And he kills Zod. Out. Everybody loses their goddamn minds.
So Chloe defibrillating Jimmy because that's how they get the pods out of him.
Come back off!
She's gonna... They're hot. I think that's kind of a cute... like...
I love it because she has no idea what she's doing.
Yep. I do like that she says that. Please don't let me kill him because she knows. She knows that she might not.
And through his shirt. So I.
Super scientific.
Yeah.
Electricity totally not accurate. Again, though. And he just becomes awake instead of dying, which he probably should have died a little bit. And then she had to come back. But
yeah.
That's okay. Anyways.
So Chloe saves the day with science and not science.
Yeah. Ugh, the, like, it should have been the opposite way. Like, the B plot really is the stuff that's going on with that. And here's the A plot again. Lois and the Green Arrow.
Oh, that car. Oh, my God. He's just douchebag with a capital D.
Yeah, but in a great way. Oh, look, he's leaning her back to kiss her.
I'd like to kiss you now. I love it.
Yeah.
I do, but this is the thing. Douchebag with a heart of gold. He asks permission to kiss her. He doesn't just do it.
And she says that he needs to perform an act of valor to...
This is the moment. This is why we watched this episode.
Yeah.
Because she says, hit that can with your arrow.
Yeah, and I'll kiss you.
And I'm yours. And he goes, okay, I'll give it a try.
Yeah.
You're that easy, huh? So good. And he's like, okay, I'm going to go for it. And he's going to get his prop bow and arrow out of...
Oh, man, he really is wearing tights. Whew.
Yeah. That's like
crazy. And you're like, yes, he has the bow and arrow.
Yeah. And it's like a old school longbow. So, well, it's not quite a longbow.
This is such a great...
But it's very, like, Robin Hood-esque. So even with that, he doesn't even need the fancy arrow.
So it's been leading up to this moment for this episode.
Yeah.
Oh, those pictures of him with the... Oh, this version of him, like, where he's, like, got the arrow in front of
him. And he just tilts up. Oh, I missed. Because he's Oliver Queen, and it's not about the conquest. It's about the chase.
Yeah.
So he's going to let her get away for now.
But, oh, I forgot about, but, his, the but.
Oh, I missed. And then or did he? Oh, he totally didn't miss. I love it. It's so good.
Yeah.
That is one of the best introductions of a superhero on a TV show of all time. Because that is, you're like, he's the Green Arrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
So good.
It's really, really great. So,
because we haven't seen the Green Arrow yet, right? Like, was he in the previous episode?
No, because
the
previous episode was
like all flashbacks. Right?
I don't know if he was the Green Arrow in the previous. Yeah. Like, I don't know if he put the costume on. I think he definitely will put the costume on in the next episode, but I don't remember if he did it last. But again, nobody cares about the actual costume. They cared about this version of the Green Arrow where he's wearing the classic costume, and you're like, this is the introductory episode. So even though it's called Wither, it should be called Arrow, even though the next episode is Arrow.
Yeah.
Which, if you were listening to Quiver, there was a minor debate as to which episode we were going to start with. We thought this episode was called Arrow.
I thought this was Arrow.
And I knew that it was the episode where it was the ball, and I thought that was a different episode. And so it was. So it's the third episode of season 6. And now it's a bunch of Lana and Lex stuff that I just do not care about.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're falling in love even though he's evil and he does somewhat evil things and she continues to fall in love with him.
But it's the thing that she does feel really bad about it. She does like debate with herself. And then it's, I don't know. Mostly, there is a moment where Clark does it. It's something about Clark doing something that she's like, I no longer love you and I'm gonna like Lex. Oh, it's because he doesn't lie to her, right? There was a bunch of stuff about lying.
Yeah.
Ugh. I don't know why you care so much. Anyways.
It reminds me an awful lot of somebody on Arrow.
Right.
That we get really annoyed with.
Yes.
Who is the fusion of two characters from this show.
Yeah.
Felicity is basically Lana and Chloe
combined into one. That is super true. I did read a list recently of like the top 10 worst characters in TV series.
Yeah.
And it was just like a Joe Blow list. It was like from nothing.
Yeah.
Felicity was totally on that list. And I was like, I didn't know that people outside of the Arrowverse like cared about that character or knew who she was. But for her to get on a list like that is pretty bad. Anyways, but it's good. They're getting naked. I forgot that this was the episode that they like get together officially.
Yeah.
I hate you both.
Well, it's I think that that thematically, whoo, look at that naked bat, crawl the CW, you're so sexy. I think thematically the idea here is that you've got two characters who are foils for each other in Lex and Ollie.
Right.
Yeah. And we know that Ollie's a good dude because he could totally
hit
the can, and then he gets to make out with Lois, which is what we think he's after the whole episode.
Yeah.
Right? But instead, he doesn't. And we just talked over the really sad moment of Clark alone in the barn.
But it is, that's the other thing that does set up a really good point for this season, where you've got
these three stories, right? Yeah. Of like, you've got The
Lex and Ollie.
Lex and Lana thing, and then you've got Ollie and Lois, and then you have Clark just by himself.
Yeah.
And it's so totally sad. It's why this season is so depressing. That's the thing
about this season, because then Chloe also has Jimmy, and it becomes a thing where like everybody sort of partnered off.
Yeah.
This, I actually even really like
this season. Is this season the one where the teleporter girl comes back?
Teleporter girl.
You remember the girl? She was
Maxima?
No, she
oh, the teleporter girl. Yeah. The blonde. That with the cuffs on her. Yeah. Right.
She's a meteor freak and she's a bad guy when she's introduced.
But then she comes back and she actually is like good for him, and they actually have a relationship, don't they? And then he screws it up, or she screws it up, or something terrible happens. But it was like a good relationship. I actually remember
it's
that.
It's a 2-part episode.
Yeah.
That might have actually been season 5, because I think that's this.
It's some of the stuff.
Yeah, because she shows Chloe
who Clark is. Oh, or yes. She reveals. Yeah, yeah. She's the reason she sets it up for.
Yeah, she teleports Chloe into the spot, area. And then Clark does this thing, and she sees it.
Clark is just alone in this season.
Yeah, I think he's just alone just all season. Alone.
But it was good.
Awesome. Well. There we go.
This is going to be fun.
It is.
This is going to be kind of fun. It was to rewatch Smallville.
So much fun. So if only we could have gotten it working sooner, because now I want to watch another episode.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys for joining us. Thank you for being patient and waiting for Smallville meets Arrow.
Yes.
We appreciate everybody sticking around. We appreciate all the new listeners, because I know that there were definitely a bunch of people who came in after season 5 ended.
Yeah,
I think because it ended up on Netflix after, like,
which
the
is
week
good,
after
and then people watched season 5 and realized that season 5 is actually pretty good.
I think what happened was season 5 ended so well and
such
a big deal that a bunch of people who had previously gotten out came back.
Yeah,
and I think that maybe some new people started watching.
Yeah, which is
so
cool.
We've gotten like this influx of new listeners. So if you're one of those new listeners, welcome. Thank you for joining us. And you know, there's always new listeners. Every episode is something somebody's different. First episode, right? Yeah. So
I apologize if this is your first episode. There's a few that we should actually flag, being like, don't listen to this one first.
Yeah, well, But no, I think it was good. We had fun. It was fun.
And if you aren't a Quiver listener and you're just here because of Smallville,
yeah,
that's cool. If you like this Green Arrow, you should probably watch a couple episodes of Arrow.
Yeah.
There's some good ones.
I mean, I think the only downside to this is that when we get back to Arrow in the fall, in October, we're going to really miss Justin Hartley.
Oh, yeah.
Especially because spoilers for the end of season 5 of Arrow, theoretically everybody's dead.
Yeah.
So Ollie's going to be about as bummed out as we've ever seen.
Yeah. And so,
at least at the beginning of the season.
And we're going to miss, I do like the lighthearted, douchey Oliver Queen that is Justin Hartley. It's just so perfectly crafted. So
good.
It's good.
But yeah, so we'll be back. Will we be back next week? Do you want to record another
episode? I don't know. We can try. I mean, if we hold ourselves responsible, but I actually have no time this weekend, or maybe we'll figure it out. We'll do something. We are going to do
a handful of these. So I don't know what episode we're going to do next, but we'll
pick out good ones because I don't want to, well, we probably will watch Arrow next because it's the next one.
Yeah.
Right? Probably, so we'll watch probably the fourth episode because it's actually about Oliver Queen. And then he goes away for a while. So we'll probably skip through season 6 too when he comes back.
Yeah,
so.
And then we'll definitely cover Justice.
Yeah. And we'll watch the Toyman episode because it is, just so you know, the episode I am in is mostly a Green Arrow episode. It's one with the Toyman.
Cool.
Which is cool.
In what season?
I think it's season 7 though.
Okay.
So it's the next season. It's when Justin Hartley becomes a main character.
Yeah.
And they had to start making him stories because he was around all the time.
Yeah, so he owned the Ace of Clubs.
Ooh. Was it season 7 or season 8? Actually, it might be kind of late. It might be season 7, though.
I think it might be season 8. But
yeah, anyways, it might be season 8.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. We'll see something.
Is it on your IMDb?
No, because I'm an extra. It's in no way am I in any way. People don't get excited about this, but I will just talk about how cool it was to be on set.
Okay.
And be in an elevator with Clark Kent. That was really cool.
You mean you weren't a main character in that episode of Smallville?
I know. Shocking.
I think we might have a few more listeners if you were speaking role on that episode of Smallville.
I will just say, though, it is really one of the greatest things about being in Vancouver was that, I knew that I wanted to do film stuff. I am a terrible actor, but I thought that was how I had to do film. So I have an unfortunate history on my IMDb of movies that I was in. But I've now found what I'm good at, which is producing.
I think that everybody wants to see your demo reel. circa 2007, 2008.
Oh, no. Nobody.
And we need to dig that up and put it on the Thundercrack YouTube channel.
I think that it's fine without it.
I think...
I don't have a digitized copy of that.
Well, we'll digitize it.
Okay.
You have it on DVD, I'm sure.
I do. Yeah. I just found the box of my old acting stuff. And
figure it out. We can figure it out. What is a number? Let's say a number of tweets. What's a number that if we hit that number, you would do it?
Surely people don't want to see my demo. No, it's atrocious. I've seen it. To people.
You showed it to me and asked me to critique it, and I had to be very polite. No, it's not that bad, actually. It's not that bad.
It's as good as can
What's
be expected from a...
What's the number? I'm asking you to set the number.
I don't know. I don't want to play this game, Mike. I don't.
If we got 5,000...
Okay,
tweets.
Well, yes, because that's absurd, of course, if we got 5,000 tweets.
Is it absurd?
Of course it's absurd.
I don't know if it's that absurd.
It's absurd.
5,000 people going to listen to this episode?
No, they aren't. You're so absurd. But,
you don't look at the download numbers on this show, do you?
Yeah, if 5,000 people care enough to watch me make a fool of myself by posting something on the internet, I will digitize it.
Okay.
It's the thing is, I'll go watch. I haven't actually watched it since 2007.
Yeah,
I do have to watch it first to just hopefully. Anyways, yes, it's not as it's not, whatever.
I don't think it's as bad as you think.
I feel like I should underplay it so nobody wants to watch it because it's whatever. Yeah. It's just a thing. What was I gonna say? Oh, but the good thing about doing all that stuff was, first of all, it introduced me to a lot of people in the film industry. And got me doing what I actually wanted to do in the film industry, which is wonderful. It also taught me that being an actor is one of the most terrible professions anybody could ever have.
Yep.
And I don't know why you would ever be an actor.
So this is, I guess, a little teaser for the interview episode that we put up as a Thundercrack exclusive. That's $1. All you got to pledge is $1 and you get it. But, like, you and I, like, we met in drama.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I've always been in drama and theater, and I have a master's degree in theater. Like,
we both wanted to act.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
And like, I feel the same. Every time I think about acting, because I loved it in mm-hmm. high school.
Yeah.
Every time I think about doing it again, I think about how much work it is.
Yeah.
And especially thinking about film.
Oh, yeah.
And thinking about, like, the hours and all that stuff. And yeah. I count my lucky stars or whatever.
Yeah, you know, yeah,
like,
yeah.
That I didn't go down that path, because I would not
yeah.
be comfortable doing that.
Oh, yeah, no. And it's, comfortable, like, grueling. In life, right? And it's grueling. Like, I have friends that have been an actor for a decade and are still, like, they have maybe 2 credits on IMDb and, like, nothing. And it's, like, it's hard.
Well, look at Mackenzie Gray.
Yeah.
Who, like, has done so many great things. He's on Smallville as old Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
He's in Man of Steel.
Yeah.
And yet, like, Mackenzie has to work so hard. He was one of the main bad guys on Legion.
And he's really well known in Vancouver,
and he's a phenomenal actor. Yeah. He's a great, great talent.
Yeah.
But that industry is just so difficult.
So I will
that he has to work just as hard to get the jobs as he does on the jobs. And he works hard on the jobs too.
Again, this is all, like, spoilers for but, like, one of the biggest things is, like, there are certain people that are in the profession that got there by accident. Like, there's some stuff that you're like,
oh yeah, for sure.
You're like, are you really good at what you do, or do you just look good? Anyways, I was on Smallville a couple times as a background, because the extras agent that I worked with was one of the ones that got to constantly, like, do Smallville, and it was really cool because it was on a back lot. But I remember the first gig I got to do on Smallville, I didn't even get in any scenes, but the craft tent, services tent, was across Metropolis from where we were stationed. So I got to walk down in the middle of the night, like, the empty streets of the Smallville set Metropolis and just, like, look up. It was this beautiful night. It wasn't raining, which is a rarity in Vancouver, and just be like, I'm getting paid to, like, walk down the streets of Metropolis right now. I made enough money on Smallville to pay for, like, all the seasons of Smallville that I, like, own on DVD. Like, I remember, like, doing the math on that. And one of the best things when I realized that film industries made a lot of money was when I got a photo call for it, which, like, I had enough money to go buy the new outfits I needed for the photo call and make it for, like, the 4 hours that I had to sit there and be in a cafe with Oliver Queen. Like, it was really, really random. But that was, like, my moment where I was like, film is great and this is cool and I get to be a part of stories. Even if it's just, like,
background.
It's I wasn't even in the episode. I just was there as, like, a random person that, like, I didn't even go in the episode. I just sort of hung around all day. And it was just cool to be like, people do this for a living. Like, they make stories. And so it was like when I realized, like, it was a reinforcement of, like, even though that's not what I wound up doing, like, I wasn't doing really, like, I think maybe I was acting a little bit at that time, but it was like a thing where I was like, this is the industry I want to be in. Like, I love stories.
Yeah.
And it was just something to, like, be able to be on something that you really, really love was really cool. And get, like, a different perspective for it. So it's cool. Don't get excited though. You can't really see me. Like, I can see me in the episode because I know where I was.
Yeah.
But it's not a big deal. It'll just be mostly fun to just
when talk we about. Get there, we'll point it out.
Oh yeah.
There are a couple of shots where it's like, that's Amanda.
Yeah, you can actually see.
For sure. Cool. Awesome. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. Thanks for listening. As always, you can stay up to date with all the latest Arrow news by heading to quipperpodcast.com. Comic-Con's coming up, so there's gonna be a lot of news in the future. You can also follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/quiverpodcast, as well as on Twitter at quiverpodcast.
You can follow us individually on Twitter. I'm at Akonkin, Akonkin, at an 8060 that for Instagram. Wow, I spelled my old name wrong.
That's all right. It's late. And I am at Arkwulf, ARKWULF. You can also, what's next?
Thunderquack?
If you like this
and
you want more awesome podcasts, head to thunderquack.com where you can check out all sorts of other stuff. Like, lots of the shows are doing new episodes right now. Like, Double X Files is going right now.
So there's,
there's lots of Star Wars news. So Star Wars: The Saga Continues is putting out regular episodes, semi-regular episodes. Towards the end of the month, Lego Star Wars The Freemaker Adventures comes back for the rest of its season. They did like the first two episodes. And so we did our episode of the Rebels podcast for that. But we'll be back with more. And we'll actually be back with an episode about Star Wars Forces of Destiny as well. So so there's lots of really great stuff. You can go to thunderquack.com to find links to all of those podcasts. Subscribe. I rate us on iTunes.
Oh yeah, that's
really
cool.
Great. Yeah, we don't really ask for that very often, but I'm going to start asking every episode because it's actually super helpful in people finding the podcast. So yeah. It takes 5 minutes out of your time to sign into iTunes, give us a rating.
Appreciate it.
And you know, like, it doesn't matter. Yeah. 1 star, 5 stars, whatever you guys think is appropriate.
As long as we're getting ratings,
but,
some kind of shows,
yeah, the more ratings, the better the algorithm. Yeah. So that would help us out a lot.
Yeah.
And if you want to support us directly, you can do that by heading to store.thunderquack.com and buying some merch. Amanda has
a
Quiver sticker
on
her phone.
Because it's a cute sticker, and I also got the scarf because it's cute as well. But it's summer, so I haven't been able to wear it.
I have t-shirts and stuff, and I have a Star Wars Rebels podcast phone case. Cool. On my phone.
Yeah.
But you can hit store.thunderquack.com for that.
And send us emails over the summer. We like getting emails over the summer. We got a lovely email from a listener with her two cats.
Yeah, we never advertised the email. The email is mail@quiverpodcast.com.
Yeah.
But you can find it on quiverpodcast.com. Yeah. You can find a link to
email. And I just don't read the Facebook messages as much, but you like get the emails and like we read the emails. So it's cool. It's nice to hear from people over the summer and especially people that are like rediscovering us. So anyways.
Yeah, for sure.
Very cool. And thanks for listening and thanks for engaging with the podcast.
And if you want to support Thunderquack, you can do that by going to patreon.com/thunderquack.
Yeah.
Like we said, exclusive episode. The most recent one is an interview. I interview Amanda about her geek history.
Yeah.
And
we also just did, if you're curious as to what we were doing between 7:30 and 10:30, we're also posting, we did a Spider-Man spoiler cast. That's
we did Spider-Man Homecoming spoiler cast. Well, the spoiler cast will be up in video form on YouTube. But
so anybody can watch it there.
Yeah, the exclusive MP3 will be available on Patreon to $5 supporters and up. So patreon.com/thunderquack. Thank you guys for listening. And we'll be back soon with another episode.
Do I still do the sign off even though it's not? All right. Stay sharp, Arrowheads.